you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, January 20th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. You know, it's hard to believe on a day when LA County reports more than 42,000 new COVID-19 infections, but there are signs the winter surge is slowing. Just listen to Dr. Monica Gandhi. She's an infectious disease specialist at UC San Francisco, and she says researchers tracking Omicron waves in other countries have found that it takes about 30 to 40 days to hit the peak. Dr. Gandhi says there are clues in California that we are on the same timeline. Just check the sewage.
We're right at that point. And we know the wastewater data last week showed us that COVID was coming down, and that usually precedes by about a week. Cases coming down, cases have rounded the corner as of this week, and they should continue to come down.
And she says once they start to come down, figure on a month for daily COVID-19 case counts to fall back to where they were before the winter surge began in November. Dr. Monica Gandhi at UC San Francisco is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Here's another encouraging sign. The number of COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals just might be flattening out. Now, you can really see that in Orange County, where today's patient count is 1,232. That's down 50 from yesterday. And that is the biggest one-day drop since the Omicron-powered surge began. The COVID-19 patient count in Riverside County is 1,076. That's down 33 from yesterday. Now, LA County is up today to 4,814, but it's an increase of only 15 from yesterday. So, has the COVID-19 hospital patient count peaked? Maybe, but not quite yet.
There could be many weeks of very high levels of disease activity in January and February.
That's Dr. Roger Lewis. He's an ER physician at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. He used to track the COVID-19 hospital numbers for LA County Public Health. He says projecting what's coming next in the pandemic is complicated. Some people are still unvaccinated. Others are vaccinated but not boosted. And for all of those who've had recent cases of COVID-19, we still don't know how long their natural immunity will last. And Dr. Lewis says there's a wild card. With case counts high, what if a new COVID-19 variant pops up? Maybe one that's more resistant to the current vaccines.
Because viruses mutate more rapidly when there is widespread transmission.
Dr. Roger Lewis at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Now, since there is widespread transmission right now, there is a widespread demand for COVID-19 tests. Maybe you've seen the blue tents on sidewalks that offer free COVID-19 rapid tests. Are they real or phonies? KPCC's Josie Wong has tips on how to tell if a test site is reliable.
We spoke to medical experts who say there are questions you can ask operators, like, are you using tests approved by the Food and Drug Administration? Can you tell me the name of the lab that will process my sample? Is it federally certified? How long will it take to get my results? The answer should be ideally 24 to 48 hours. Also, some red flags are if you're asked for money or if you're pressed for personal information like your social security number. In the wrong hands, the number can be used in identity theft. LA County's public health director says the vast majority of these pop-up sites are legit, but county supervisors want more oversight and have called for a multi-agency task force to crack down on problem operations. I'm Josie Huang.
You can read Josie's list of frequently asked questions about pop-up COVID-19 test sites. It's on our website, laist.com, laist.com. Now, let's check out a different part of the pandemic. It could be months before the FDA approves a COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of 5. KPCC's Mariana Dale says that's got parents of young kids stressed out.
Even if a child doesn't get seriously ill from COVID-19, there are other ways the virus can disrupt their lives. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant has shut down some schools and childcare centers, leaving working parents with tough decisions to make. Darby Saxby is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Southern California.
I think the pandemic has just introduced this climate of uncertainty and fear and inconsistency and unpredictability that has just kind of like layered on top of what was already a pretty impossible balancing act that a lot of working families were trying to accomplish.
Saxby says part of the solution is new investments in social supports like universal child care and paid leave. Covering Early Childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.